chaos at colleges continues as protesters overrun police barricades.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. Once again, it's a Monday. We're going to be taking your calls. The weekend didn't slow down those protesters. We got a lot more information coming out of those encampments, which I feel like is the favorite word right now. 1-800-684-3110 to get your voice heard on the air. And I'd love to hear from you. Again, that's at 1-800-684-3110. If you're watching on YouTube or Rumble, I'm asking you to hit that subscribe button. Also, thumbs up. Give me a comment. Let me know if, look, if you don't have a question or comment related to this, all I ask is let me know where you're watching from. I appreciate that. I always like in the breaks, I like to look and see what's going on. But Will, we had more protests happening. Some good ones, honestly. There was a good one out of UCLA. There was a negative one out of UCLA's way, but there was a pro-Israel protest, if you will, in support of Israel, a demonstration that was very hopeful, very joyful. You could see the physical difference in it. You could see the UCLA Palestinian protesters, you know, just spewing out evil. And then you turned over shortly and you saw dancing and fun and joy, much like, by the way, how it is in Israel, which is you cross the border and you see sadness. You see, extreme fundamentalism. You see, you know, women being treated like second-class citizens, if not worse. And then you go turn over and you just look towards Israel, and all of a sudden there's people dancing in the streets, having a blast, living a free life. But also, it didn't stop, though, Will, because even at George Washington University, we saw even the small attempts to blockade this were being taken over.
That's right. And similar to what Harvard did, where they restricted their yard to students only, George Washington University, which is in D.C., was trying to limit the outside agitators, the professional protesters, professional organizers, as we've been seeing around the country, and trying to at least limit it to students. But there was an encampment between the university yard and H Street, where at 11:28 p.m. last night, protesters toppled the police barricades that were set up. So these weren't just university barricades. These were police barricades. They were toppled. It looks like a bizarro world, Les Miserables, where they're standing on top of the barricades, waving a Palestinian flag with a bullhorn, shouting their hateful rhetoric. And the police tried to then arrest some of these people that toppled these barricades, and the protesters pushed back so much so that it seems like the police officers were maybe in fear of their safety. Yes. They, according to the report from the student paper, the organizers said the demonstrators were able to de-arrest the detained protesters as chants from the crowd against the police continued. So a very tumultuous situation, and we're seeing that spread across the country.
Here's the deal. Also, I was talking to my team earlier today, and I said, we keep reporting on this, you know, hoping that these would just end. Currently, apparently at 2 p.m. Eastern time, Columbia is supposed to end their encampment. That's the deadline for students and for, I guess, protesters, not most of them are not students, to get off campus. We did also have that guy we talked about last week who did pretty much calling for the death to all of us who are listening right now. He was banned from campus and I believe suspended.
Expelled.
So you know what? Maybe there's some positive movement in that sense. But I asked our team and I said, look, we are at the last 2 days of our Life and Liberty Drive. I want you to keep on me. Don't switch the graphic yet. Because I asked our team, I said, what can we actually do? I don't want to just go out there today and report. Because you're hearing us report about these protests every day. So here's what our thing. I talked to our legal team today. Our legal team is preparing demand letters to the Department of Education and to colleges that have this situation, reminding them of their legal obligation to protect Jewish students and Zionist students, which includes Christian students, evangelicals, and stop violent protests. So that is happening. We are putting together this letter. We are making sure that it is disseminated to all the major points of education. Make sure it's on our website. You can send it to, if you go to college, your kids go to college, you make sure you send it to them to protect. We can't do that kind of work. I can't get this legal team in action without you. So I need you right now. These are our last 2 days, which are our biggest 2 days. These are the days we need the support the most. Go to aclj.org. Make your donation today. All donations are matched for the rest of the month, but that's only a day. So please go ahead and do that right now. I'd love to hear from you. And if you do, please put it in the comments. We'll be right back.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome back to Seculo. Obviously, that conversation that was happening, if you were watching during the breaks on social media, you get special video packages that are put together. So if you're watching on YouTube or Rumble or on ACLJ.org, we don't just go to break. We don't just go to commercial. We actually show some specialty videos. In that one, there was that sort of wrestling with what these colleges are going to do when these protests happen. We are activating our legal team. We did find out. We sent a demand letter to protect the Jewish students on campus just late last year, directly to Columbia. So now they've been on notice. They've been on warning. We're going to do something about it. And if they don't, we will. I'd love to hear from you. What your thoughts? What would you do in this situation? 1-800-684-3110. Professor Harry Hutchinson is joining us in studio. We're also going to have on later on this broadcast, Rick Grinnell and Danny Danone from Israel. So we're going to cover a lot of topics today. Stay tuned. It's going to be a packed show. So if you want to hear some just great legal analysis, it's coming up in just a second. But I want to lead with this phone call that could take us into this conversation. Robert, Maryland, on line one, you're on the air.
I wanted to ask you a question. What are the faculty members and administrators on the college campuses where these anti-Israel demonstrations are taking place, and these are pro-Palestinian demonstrators calling for the destruction of Israel, hating Zionists, and also discriminating against Jewish students and also Christian students that support the existence of the nation Israel? What do they plan on doing in terms of disciplinary action against these types of things taking place?
Look, I think, Robert, that's a good question. I'm going to defer to Harry a bit here, someone who's been in that situation, been in academia and had to deal with students maybe having disagreements, but maybe not on this level, not to where the protests were overrunning the campus. But what would you do in this situation if you're a faculty member and these kind of demonstrations are happening on your campus?
Well, first, the more elite the university, the more unlikely it is that the university administrators and faculty are prepared to do anything. So if you look at the pattern that unfolded during the Antifa riots and the BLM protests that commenced in 2020, for instance, several things are clear about the, some might say, insane political unrest on university campuses. First, I would argue that the spirit of lawless hatred has been unleashed on college campuses throughout the United States. And this spirit is really accompanied by actions that go well beyond the boundaries of free speech. So you see colleges shutting down essentially commencement exercises, classes from the East Coast to the West Coast. And there is minimal pushback, I would argue, from university administrators. In part, I think they are afraid of the students. And so part of the issue, I think, long run, is many students have been raised, I would argue, without parents. Yep. And that's not something that we can address in the short run. And secondarily, I would argue, consistent with comments I've made earlier, that the more privileged the students are, the more elite the campus is, the more unlikely that the administrators are prepared to act. And if indeed they are prepared to act, then the question becomes, are the political leaders in certain areas, let's say Washington, D.C., prepared to allow the police to do their job? And generally speaking, I would say they're unwilling to allow the police to do their job. This is political and some might say moral insanity. But lastly, Thomas Sowell has said that in politics, we should never assume that because something is insane, it will not be done. And I think that is unfolding in the United States. So the students are saying death to Israel, death to the United States. But before death to the United States occurs, please pay off our student loans. Right. This is absurd.
Right. And I think that's even a good point, because there's a lot of people even out there saying, well, the faculty is not only just scared of press and media reaction, they're also scared of parents. So you're saying that it's a lack of parenting, but there's also going to be parents who are going, how dare you do this to my student who is just setting up a tent on campus and protesting and chanting death to America? You know, we're withdrawing our funds. We are, you know, we're going to take our donations somewhere else. Will, it is kind of living in the upside down world, right, when you do have that movement of going, oh, it's beyond, it's so elite that it's like they meet in the middle. They meet in a horseshoe.
Well, and there was this article from the New York Times over the weekend that the headline is Denied a Second Chance at a Normal Senior Year. And it was drawing comparisons about how this class that's preparing to graduate here at universities across the country were also seniors in high school when, at the beginning of the pandemic, when pretty much across the country during that first May, schools were shut down.
Yeah,
so the following one, yes, many in California may have not had normal graduations, but at this point, this first May of 2020, many schools didn't have traditional commencement ceremonies, at least in the way that many want of the pomp and circumstance. But they were trying to draw this comparison between the pandemic shutting down schools, and now on these college campuses, many aren't able to do that because of these protests. But it just caught me as odd that there was no call directly on university boards, faculty, administration to say, you know, we can stop this. We can stop this quickly. We can call the police in. We can disband the encampments and set up security measures. But there doesn't seem to be the will of these university administrations to give this normal senior year commencement to many of these college campuses.
I think you're precisely correct. And I think their will and willingness to take action has been drained by the feckless belief that taking action is seen as right-wing speech. So in other words, shutting down unrest that prevents speech, that prevents a university from operating, that prevents a university from educating students, that is seen as a right-wing move. And I think many of the administrators and many of the faculty, they are unwilling to take action. So they're unwilling to make the hard choices. And I also would argue that their unwillingness actually breeds more unrest. So it just multiplies.
One of the things we're doing, and we were talking about this in our radio meeting, before we do a broadcast, we have a meeting and we discuss, you know, what can we do? And look, this topic is one that's been coming up. You know, obviously, we've been doing this now, covering it for almost a week, and it still is getting traction as it's escalating. Now, back in December, there was threats against Jewish students on campuses back really since all time. But really, in the last 6 months, it's really ramped up. So we were already engaged legally. We were already sending letters, but we decided today that we're going to take even more action. Our legal team right now is preparing demand letters to all of the institutions that these encampments are happening at. And also, we're going to provide it to you So if you have a student who's in it, or you're one of those students, you can have what your rights are as well, because we believe they have a legal obligation to protect not just Jewish students, but pro-Zionist students, which is essentially evangelical Christians. And we have to stop violent protests on these campuses. We can't do that without you and your support at the ACLJ. You can do it right now by donating, making a gift during this Life and Liberty Drive. And it sounds like I'm just doing a pitch here, but I'm getting our team in action. And Harry, someone who's been there, we know that even in academia, pressure from outside legal organizations really can make a big difference, because all of a sudden the heat gets turned up.
I think that's absolutely correct. And one of the things that I would encourage listeners to respond to is the fact that we need to generate more heat, more and more, because I think this particular battle is likely to continue for several months.
Absolutely. Well, coming up on our next segment, we have Danny Danone joining us to give us sort of a different perspective on Israel. Why don't you give a little bit of background on who he is if you don't know him? You've probably seen him on Fox. You've heard him on this broadcast over the decades. I think he's been on, but he'll be joining us in just a minute.
Yeah, he's been leadership inside Israel for many, many years, and he was the ambassador to the UN for Israel. He's been a member of Knesset. He's had many different positions within the Israeli government, and he's going to be speaking directly about this threat we saw rise up over the weekend, where they're believing that arrest warrants coming out of the International Criminal Court could be imminent against Israeli leaders. And so therefore, it would be the threat if they left Israel that they could be taken into custody.
And we have been there before at the International Criminal Court, so it will be very interesting to see how the ACLJ will be able to engage on that. We are one of the few organizations that have been there and have fought specifically for Israel in these situations, or fought for our own troops, the U.S. These are not situations that should be taken lightly. The ICC is not something to joke around about. If you watch it, yes, it has this very kind of spooky vibe that goes on there that feels very post-apocalyptic, if you will, in some strange way, but it's real. And when arrest warrants go out and they are issued for potentially Israeli leaders, it is nothing to laugh about. We have to be there to help and support. I'm going to tell you right now, we are wrapping up our Life and Liberty Drive right now. Tomorrow is the final day for it. So you need to join us before midnight tomorrow. You need to be a part of it right now. We're short of our goal, okay? We can get your gifts doubled right now at aclj.org, so we can go to organizations like the ICC. We can submit all of these letters to everywhere around that is having these protests on campuses. You need to be a part of it right now. We're dedicated to continue the fight for life and liberty, and we can't do it without you, our ACLJ supporters, and the monthly recurring donors that we call ACLJ champions. Be a champion today as well. Have your gift doubled for our Life and Liberty Drive deadline, which is just tomorrow, right now at aclj.org.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Sekulow. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
to Secchio. This is Jordan Secchio. We are joined by Danny Danone. He is a former ambassador to the United Nations for Israel right now, a member of the Knesset for Israel. He's also been key at showing those who have traveled to Israel the horrendousness of the attacks that occurred in Israel on October 7th and how Israel has responded to the attacks by Iran. And Danny Danone, a great friend of the ACLJ, joining us today on the broadcast. And Ambassador Danone, let me ask you first today to respond to these reports that the International Criminal Court is looking at issuing arrest warrants for certain Israelis that they want to bring before the court for war crimes.
Jordan, this is outrageous. To see the diplomatic terrorism of the Palestinian Authority instead of condemning Hamas and actually putting them on trial. They are trying to put our leadership, including Prime Minister Netanyahu and other dignitaries, on court. I still hope that it will not happen and that it's only a rumor. But if that will be the case in the next few days, that will be a new era. And I think we expect our allies, mainly the U.S., to take action, because, you know, a few years ago, when there were rumors, similar rumors, about American soldiers, American heroes, who supposedly were threatened that they will be taken to the court, the U.S. was very strong with their statement. And if I recall correctly, they said, if you're going to start putting other soldiers and heroes in your courts, no one will be allowed to enter the U.S. from the International Criminal Court. And it was very effective. They dropped the case. So I hope our allies will stand with us and will not allow this circus to take place.
You know, Ambassador Danone, one thing you said is that you expect the United States to stand with you. And I think the American people will. I know the ACLJ, which has gone to the ICC on behalf of the United States military before, on behalf of Israel before. But this time around, things may be different with this administration. And we're concerned that they might not push back, and that we're concerned that they might let these ICC, these indictments move forward. You mentioned Prime Minister Netanyahu. It could be other members, directors of the military. How concerned are Israelis about the International Criminal Court? Because it is something the United States has tried to stay away from and kept away from for so long.
Well, you know, we are concerned, but we have a lot to deal with. You know, we are still dealing with bringing back the hostages. We have war with Hezbollah in the north. So that is another front. But I think it will be a problem, and we're trying to do our best to prevent it from taking place. But one thing I can tell you, even if it will happen, we are determined to finish the job. We are determined to win this war against evil, against Hamas. So no one will stop us. Not the ICC, not the ICJ. We will do whatever it takes to win Hamas. We haven't forgotten what they did to us and what they are planning to do to us in the future. Those things should not be repeated.
So it seems to me like, Ambassador Danone, even if the ICC tries to make some unprecedented move and the international community allows them to do that, that you are ready and Israel is ready and the Israeli people are ready to say, regardless of their politics, we are going to finish the job with Hamas. We're going to finish the job with whatever Hezbollah is trying to do. And we're not going to let Iran scare us with feeling like they can just shoot ballistic missiles at Israel whenever they feel like it.
We have no other choice, Jordan. We have no other options. We know that if we show weakness, we will get more enemies on our borders. And those enemies are worse than ISIS, worse than Al-Qaeda. We have seen what they are capable of doing. So we are determined to stand strong and proud. And I want to thank you and our friends worldwide who pray for us and stand with us. We know we are not alone. But, you know, it's like the biblical times when we were small, but we prevailed. And I believe in our strength, in our power, in our determination to win Hamas and to make sure that any enemy will think twice before they attack us again.
You know, I would hope that you would know this and the Israeli people would know this, but I'm curious how you would respond and how you think they should help. There are obviously thousands. It is equal amount of people that support Israel. The problem is people that don't are becoming the loud voices in the media, the loud voices in the press. What can our listeners, supporters, viewers, donors do to help show their support for you and what's going on in Israel, because they are in the millions here in America. Sadly, though, the press just doesn't quite give it the coverage it deserves. We saw this in UCLA, even the campuses, where you had the clear difference in the attitude and the energy coming from the pro-Israeli demonstration was this hope and positive and joy. But of course, it gets no attention. What can we do as Americans to help?
This is the time to stand up. This is the time to take the streets, to push back, and not to allow those loud voices like you mentioned to take over. We know we have supporters, we have friends, we have allies, but we need them to be vocal. You know, we see those scenes from Columbia University, and I ask myself, where are the supporters of Israel? They should take the streets with Israeli flags and stand against those crazy people who are attacking Jews and supporters of Israel. That's unacceptable. So I think we have to be vocal, we have to be active, and I know that many are doing a lot, but I urge them to take the streets, to push back, and not to allow those radicals to take over the streets of the U.S.
You know, I hope, Ambassador Danone, to see you soon in Israel and to stand in Israel with you, because we want to show our supporters, one, that it is safe to be in Israel, and two, how Israel is fighting back on these multiple fronts against Hamas, against Hezbollah, against Iran, as well as the Islamic Republic of Iran, and against these legal attacks. You called it diplomatic terrorism. I wrote that down because I thought that was exactly right. I mean, it's diplomatic terrorism is what Israel has faced at the UN for decades, and he should know, he was the ambassador for Israel to the United Nations, but now facing potential ICC indictments, Logan, because, again, the ICC doesn't like the way Israel is defending itself against an offensive attack, Ambassador Danone, by Hamas on October 7th.
Exactly, and I think they have to go back and watch the footage of what happened to our communities and to remember the hostages who are ongoing atrocities, are suffering those atrocities as we speak. And we realize that we have no other choice. We have to fight back. We have to bring them back home.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Danone, for joining us today. And look, it's very important. I was talking to our team earlier today and said, how can we engage in this? So not only is our legal team preparing the demand letters to all of the Department of Education and all the colleges, reminding them of their legal obligation, but also we're preparing our legal defense of Israel before the ICC. We think we could get called into action, and we're going to do what we can. That's at the International Criminal Court, by the way, if you don't understand that. We can break that down, actually, in an upcoming segment to really explain what that is, because it sounds like something, you know, out of science fiction, if you will, but it's very real. So we are going to do that. We've won at the ICC before. We can do it again, but we can't do it because we do all of this at no cost to our clients. We can't do it without your support. And we are in the final days of our Life and Liberty Drive. It ends tomorrow night at midnight. Without your support, we will not be able to continue on this amazing work that we do here at the ACLJ, whether in the media or whether in the law. So right now, go to ACLJ.org. If you're watching, you can scan the QR code. Be a part of the Life and Liberty Drive. All donations are doubled right now. They're matched. So you need to be a part of it. It ends tomorrow. We'll be right back. Second half hour coming up and a very short break. Back in under a minute.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and Liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.